Hey, what's going on? This is Jake from Headley. Get ready to hang with Headley, an exclusive radio special featuring an exclusive acoustic performance and interview.
Headley, up close and personal.
Hang with Headley, that's us.
I feel like I'm in the audience myself right now. I want this answer so bad.
Tom and I tattooed each other. We autographed each other's bums.
I just tried to do it as fast as I could.
Headley, up close and personal.
In most cases, an artist or a songwriter brings songs to the producer.
Now, you started giving back at a young age. Was it true that you taught Sunday school? Jacob? Is it true?
Welcome to Up Close and Personal with Headley, a one-hour special featuring a special live acoustic performance and interview in front of a studio audience. Here's your host, Taylor Kay.
Welcome to Up Close and Personal with Headley. I'm Taylor Kay, and I'll be spending the hour with you, and joining me will be Jacob Hogard, Tommy Mack, Dave Rosin, and Chris Crippen, the boys from Headley. It's been quite a ride for Headley, with sold-out arena shows across Canada to the group's 15 Juno nominations. They have three consecutive double platinum certificates, 1 million downloads, 10 straight videos reaching number one. All right, there's no arguing, Headley by far is one of Canada's biggest Canadian rock bands. And they're babies, they're just 8 years old as a band. Sure, the boys have a soft side, and tonight we'll be able to get up close and personal with the guys as they share some exclusive acoustic performances and stories with us. The performances recorded live in front of a studio audience earlier this month while they were smack dab in the middle of their shipwreck tour. And congrats to the winners across Canada who were able to join me. Let's kick off the show with a song from their album, Famous Last Words, Never Too Late, up close and personal with Headley.
Another night, and who can say if leaving is better than living in fear? Here's to all the broken hearts tonight. Here's to all the fall aparts tonight. Here's to every girl and boy who lost their joy. Gotta be a better way. I'm gone, I'm gone.
Headley, never too late on Up Close and Personal. All right, the boys have been touring hard across Canada with their Shipwreck Tour. Earlier in the month, I was able to spend some time in front of a studio audience with Jacob, Chris, Dave, and Tommy. And Tommy was a wee bit exhausted from the tour, but also because he had a wee one at home, his son, Jackson. How many days old now?
He's 5 days old now.
You look great. You've lost all the weight.
It came right off. No problem.
Excellent. So we're catching you right in the middle of your Shipwreck tour.
Oh, dead center.
Dead center. How's your voice doing? How's everything going?
You fine. Guys? It's a little sleepy. I woke up at, what time did we actually all woke up?
We all woke up at
9 sharp
time.
Because the fire alarm went off in our hotel this morning.
Yeah, that's good.
I could feel everybody else's rage. It actually woke me up as well. I'm like, oh.
I walked down 25 floors, and as soon as I opened the door to the lobby, I heard someone go, "We solved the problem. Go back to bed."
Now, something crazy happened on tour. You throw water at people. Can you explain what happened? Instead of throwing water at people, something else happened while you were on stage. Was this in Sudbury or where was it?
I believe it was in Sudbury, actually.
And if you've been to a Headley show, right? And he usually sprinkles water all over the people in the front. So sorry, guys. In the front, you're not going to get water today, I don't think, right?
I'm not armed.
But tell us what happened.
Well, I grabbed a water bottle. I decided to do something neat and unique and grab a bottle in both hands. And I had a microphone in one hand, so I grabbed... I had my microphone in here like this, and then I went to splash the water all over the crowd, and I threw my microphone as far and as hard as I could into the crowd, and it's like a $1,000 microphone.
Your favorite.
It's my lucky microphone, and I was pretty bummed about that. And I was really nervous. I thought I hit somebody and hurt someone because it's a very heavy microphone.
While you guys are on tour, who is the tidy one and who is the one that needs some help?
Tom's very, very clean and organized.
He's a dad now.
He really likes
to
have everything just so.
I think the word is anal.
That's gross, Tom.
While we're talking about tidy, everybody, when we're on the bus next time, guys, after you finish eating something, put it in the garbage. How about?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't say I'm messy. I would say that I'm abstract.
Organized chaos is what you believe in?
Yeah, floor-organized is what I call it.
Floor-organized. Excellent.
He's got an interesting feng shui.
This whole album, Storms, is like, it's about overcoming obstacles. Just listening to it, lots of people overcoming obstacles. Did you mean to put the theme together? But you guys were going through a lot the last couple of years?
Well, I mean... when we first started writing this record, and I know I've said it a lot of times, but it was our fourth record, and we didn't just want to put out a CD for the sake of, well, it's time to put out another CD, so let's just make a CD and call it something funny. We really wanted there to be something meaningful behind it, and at least from a songwriting perspective, it's important for us to have some substance there, and so you find yourselves oftentimes, all of a sudden, when it's time to make a record, we start to, you kind of look around, you can go, nothing there, so you start to look within yourselves, and you realize that there's so much going on in all of our lives that it's that we're able to comment on and sort of wrap your heads around. And for us as a band, there's ups and downs are part of life. It's a roller coaster, so it was the easiest place for us to look and draw inspiration from, for sure.
Excellent. And everyone has a copy of the CD, right?
It looks like that.
Now, okay, so that ship, it is real, but
that's
is it like
a real picture. That,
it is a
that
real
album
picture.
Cover is an actual photograph that we took.
But how big is the boat? Like, is it's like 4 feet?
The boat was actually about that big.
Okay,
and we sunk it in a water tank. And then
very nice.
If you look at how large the water bubbles are, you can actually tell it's a miniature. But that is actually, if anybody has a dime in their pocket, that's the Blue Nose. That was a Canadian-made ship and was used by the people of our country to feed everybody and export around the world. It's a huge part of our culture, and it looks pretty neat, doesn't it?
Thank you, Dave, for that that note.
The more
there.
You know.
Up Close and Personal with Headley, this is Trip.
Sinners, I believe that isn't true. 'Cause when I was finished sinning, love came down and showed me you. And you told me how to get there. So I tried to find a way. Then I ran into your garden, but I tripped out the part is knowing that I'll never find.
on the bricks and hit me and woke me from this dream. No matter how hard I tried to wash my hands, I could never get them clean.
Personal with Hedley. I'm Taylor Kay, sharing exclusive acoustic performances and a live interview from Hedley with their fourth studio album, Storms. Jacob produced the album, but what does that really mean? We asked him.
In most cases, an artist or a songwriter brings songs to the producer and they share a vision, and it's the producer's job to essentially keep the truck on the road as you're going, because in a lot of cases, I know at least from my personal experience, I can all of a sudden start zigging this way and that way and be like, oh, what about this idea? And we could try and do that and do this. And the producer, it's very important for the producer to maintain a sense of cohesiveness through the record. And that's sometimes really difficult to do as a songwriter, as you come up with different ideas that are in most cases quite dynamic and different from each other.
So who kept you in check then?
Well, there was an executive producer as well, but also our manager is really good at sort of helping me through situations like that. And it wasn't easy at first when we went through the songs and came up with our first sort of run through of them. We took a lot of criticism for them. And at first I was kind of, you know, I didn't know how to handle that and was almost upset and wanted to be like, well, screw you guys. You know, I'm producing it. This is, you know, it's my vision. But I'm so thankful that I was able to take that criticism properly and be able to add that in a constructive way to what we were doing, because in the finished product, I couldn't be more proud of as a result.
Excellent. All right, let's get things out of the way. Who's single and who isn't? Okay, right, ladies? I know, but I've had a lot of people tweeting me and sending me messages on Facebook, just so can we be honest? Can we?
Sure. I'm a married man. I've been married for 8 years, and any guys out there that that are with somebody for a long time, you know that it takes work. No matter, and this could be just if you're with a boyfriend, girlfriend. You know, it takes, relationships take work, guys. So kind of like being in a band, you got to learn to communicate and be honest with each other. And also when you're a guy, you got to learn to sometimes wash all the toilets before your wife gets home and, you know, stack up those brownie points.
So, I mean, if Tommy has a baby, you get a baby mama.
I'm the single guy.
Yeah.
I was actually really proud of that.
But
the
baby mama.
Congratulations. I was like, congratulations, Tom. You have a baby's mama. That's cool. You're
like Excellent. Excellent. And how much ink? Do you have new ink, Jacob?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, show us the new ink.
It's in my body, all over my body.
Really? And you and Tommy had given each other a...
Tom and I tattooed each other. We autographed each other's bums. That was... That was quite some time ago.
That was interesting.
And it's a point of pride for me. I'd like to, I'm very proud to say that I did a way better job than he did.
Were you not scared when he had the gun in his hand to do the ink on your
behind? I've been way more scared before than that.
I just tried to do it as fast as I could, and that doesn't work when you're tattooing.
Now, you guys, a couple people had some questions here, so I'm going to jump down here.
No, not her. Someone else.
Someone else. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm kidding. It was a joke.
Right.
So, being on tour, how do you cope not being home?
To be honest, we spent a lot of time at home over the last year making this record, and oftentimes when we are approaching tour, we get pretty antsy because it is really exciting to go out on tour. So a part of it is really exciting, but at the same time, I think maybe not being home but missing family and missing our pets and whatnot can be kind of difficult.
All right, so lots of kneading going on in the next couple of songs, right, with Beautiful? Well, you know, and Beautiful is Isn't She Everything You Need, right? That's what,
right.
And that's what I got. And I think
of course.
When I was thinking about it, I'm like, all right,
isn't she satisfying?
Exactly.
Satiating.
She is. And I was thinking, because I have little girls at home, I thought, well, this could be like a love song kind of to my little girls.
Well, it
could be something
it absolutely is.
A man with his little wife.
I have a mom, and she has a daughter, and that daughter's my sister, and those are some really special women in my life.
So maybe we should just hear the song instead of just, right? Let's hear Beautiful. Okay.
Take it away, boys. Thank you.
You're listening to Up Close and Personal with Hedley. I'm Taylor Kay. When we spent some time with Hedley, they had just wrapped up a stretch of shows and poor Jacob was losing his voice. I suggested a little lemon, ginger, cayenne pepper, and honey. Mix that up in a pot or crock pot, whatever you got at home. And voila, your voice kind of comes back. Just don't put too much cayenne pepper in it. This is Hedley with One Life. Oh, and if you've seen this video, yes, it's really Jacob bungee jumping with a video camera.
You're listening to Up Close and Personal with Hedley.
You can't get it if you don't keep giving. Can't get it if you don't keep giving. Giving.
A one-hour special featuring a special live acoustic performance and interview. This is Up Close and Personal.